Now, great debate. She wants kids. He don't.
The K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
I guess I should say more kids, because I think there's kids involved. We say good morning to Not Sally. Hello.
Hello. How are y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'd be better with a baby, that's for sure.
No, not came right out.
What's the deal?
I'm just saying, I'm 41. We've got twin girls who are absolutely amazing, but I'm getting a bit bougie. I mean, I would love to do some more. My husband says we're too old. Again, we're early 40s, and I think if he can knock me up naturally, then that's just God's way of saying keep on going.
Well, she's
there
fun.
You go.
She's fun.
She's
like
fun,
her.
But...
Me and I'm that way. Wouldn't I be fun to get knocked up? I'm just
No! On behalf of the husband, I say no. But he's done, and two is a lot.
But they're 12 now, and they're girls, which means they're starting to turn. And
yeah.
I want that sweet, you know, and a boy. I want a boy. And
well, there's no guarantees
on
that. Plus, you got twins in your history, so there's no guarantees you're getting just one.
Do you have, like, any nieces or nephews or something? Someone you could babysit?
A puppy?
A puppy?
Like a wizard, even.
Yeah. You got baby fever, babysit for a couple days.
Because, I mean, you've made it to 12. You got to go all the way back to the starting line, man.
I know, but I sort of feel like my husband's a bit of a baby sometimes, but at least this one might appreciate the stuff that I do for him if I have another baby. So, I mean, I just...
And
cute and those chubby little cheeks. I just want to...
And he didn't give you a boy the first time. So the chances that you're going to get one the second go round.
Yeah. Because I was... When we hit two, that was it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did... I felt like that was plenty. And all my friends that had three, I looked at them. They didn't smile. And they look really tired.
And they would look really tired.
Oh, yeah. And they would say lies like, oh, no. Once you have your third, it's just the same. It's no different. I'm like, I see your face. You're just trying to take me into your sadness club so you have somebody to hang out with.
Oh,
get out of here.
Yeah.
So,
I get it. I mean, there was a point where I wanted 10. Remember I used to say that all the time? I want 10 kids. I want a huge family.
You were also 11 years old at that time.
Well, it's true.
You're
and
a child.
I had one. It waited a very long time.
She had one,
another.
And then she was like, maybe I want zero.
No, it waited a long time.
You did go back in on the late game, though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I just can't imagine having to go back all the way back.
Diapers.
Yeah.
Sleepless nights.
I have a friend who did that because he got remarried, and he's got like a 15-year-old, and now he's got two little babies, both in diapers, and it's just... I don't want to be him.
Well, he doesn't smile anymore. What he doesn't say.
He doesn't sleep.
I mean, because really, but what do you do, though? Not Sally, because if he doesn't want to, there really is no, you can't say compromise. There is no compromise.
Puppy.
Well, there sort of is, right? I mean, just see what happens. That's a compromise.
No, it isn't.
No, man.
Hi, Jessica.
So I was talking to a guy a few years ago. We were getting serious and talking about marriage. And we talked about kids.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want any, and he did. So one of the compromises that we came up with was that we could adopt an older child, because I primarily just didn't want to go through the baby stages.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she could foster or adopt. And
but
then
she only
that way
wants to go through the baby phases. See, she only wants to go through the baby
phase. The
so actually, here's what we have, Jessica, is... She'll have the baby. She'll go through the baby phase, and then you can take over after that.
At 10 years old.
There it is. We've set up a new Craigslist. This is fantastic.